Blog Talk Radio.
Aw, we don't have the sound anymore. I'm sorry about that. When I went to do the audio, they didn't show any audio clips I'd done. So no drum beat today. Hopefully I get it fixed for the next episode. But hey, I am Michael Davis, your host for the Iron Jaw Podcast, which has returned after a 2-month hiatus. And let me be honest, these last 2 months have been insane. You know, the podcasts were going really well, and, you know, I'm like, I want to keep this growing. And then there just came a time I didn't have much material. And then the NFL draft, you know, went its course. I never did follow up on the NFL draft. And now we're at the NBA draft. And, you know, before I dig into the NBA draft, which, by the way, I will be doing my mock draft of the lottery picks tonight. And thank you for tuning in. I forgot to tell you that. But before we dive into all of that, you know, I may address the future of my podcast and my career as a sports journalist and a broadcaster. Well, first of all, where have I been the last 2 months? I've been on social media. And I've also been looking for employment, very much so. I've been looking for employment, and I've gotten over half a dozen, or probably closer to 10 now, offers. It goes from writing for a site, writing opinionated articles, writing news articles, I never got an offer for doing my podcast, which that was something I was really looking forward to, you know, just to have a host, you know, a site host my podcast. I thought that would have been really cool. And, you know, I was just nothing even seemed to click. And some of these were on a volunteer basis. Some of these, you know, actually offered a chunk of money, whether it was immediately or whether it was, you know, a couple months down the road. But honestly, none of them seemed to click. I'm still considering a few offers. So if you were someone to offer me and I haven't gotten back to you, it's either you never elaborated to me in the first place or I'm still considering it and still praying about it. And speaking of praying, I've spent these last 2 months during my podcasting time, I'd really get into the Bible. I'm in the book of Joshua now in my, you know, afternoon time. And, you know, that's been a really good help. And plus, I've been running all over the place, whether it's church, whether it's ball games, whether it's doctor and dentist appointment. Oh, and by the way, you will see in the slideshow, I'm sure you've seen it already, me in my Duke shirt. I just left the dentist. No cavities. Bravo, Michael. Bravo. I wish I had a hand-clapping audio clip. I'm talking fast, so I have 26 cents left. I'm sorry. Anyways, the NBA draft is tonight. And, you know, I'll be honest. This class has the least bust potential I've seen in a while. You have Carl Anthony Towns, you know, you have D'Angelo Russell, Jahlil Okafor, Justice Winslow, Stanley Johnson, and you have guys like Frank Kaminsky and Miles Turner and Bobby Portis and Trey Lyles, Willie Cauley-Stein, who aren't talked about as, you know, top of the class. But if they had came out 2 years ago when Anthony Bennett did, they would be considered, you know, top two or three, if not number one, off the board. And I'm like, I don't know where to go with this. So, I just did my first lottery picks. And by the way, I will let you guys know that I am accepting calls. Yeah, okay. I always accept calls unless for some reason otherwise specified. So I am about to once I get done with my mock draft telling you about it, and I'm gonna release the number, the phone number which you can call, and if you want to tell me something you disagreed with, or just ask my opinion about one of these guys, that would be great. And by the way, again, I haven't done this in 2 months, so if I'm a little rusty, I wouldn't be surprised. So let's dive into it. If you never saw a couple of my podcasts where I did NFL mock draft, which I did the whole round just because, just because. And the lottery picks are so much more interesting, especially since my team's in there at number 10, the Miami Heat. And if that was 2 years ago, people would be booing their brains out. If you don't know, I never do trades with my mock drafts, or at least I don't intend to, especially on podcasts. So you're just going to hear name, team, number, okay? You're not going to hear the Celtics have traded with the 76ers, which I'll dig into trade a little later on. Not in mock drafts, just potential trades you can see to look out for either tonight or a couple months down the road. Like, number one overall pick, Andrew Wiggins got traded from Cleveland to Minnesota last year, like 2 months afterwards. That was for Kevin Love, who, by the way, opted out today, or yesterday it was. And LeBron's not going to recruit him back. Why? Because LeBron is leaving Cleveland. And I think I just upset somebody. You can hope, I guess. So let's dive into this mock draft. At number one, obviously, the Minnesota Timberwolves. It's almost a lock they get Karl-Anthony Towns there at number one. Unless they're offered an all-star player with a trade, I don't think they pass on Towns. Now, whether I think Towns is the best player in the draft or not is another story. But anyways, Lakers at two, I see them taking Jahlil Okafor. And I've talked to a friend of mine, Dean, and we've been back and forth with the draft for a while now, and he's growing to the idea of Jahlil Okafor, even though there are rumors that they may take D'Angelo Russell. Now, where D'Angelo Russell falls in, the Sixers are picking number three. Oh, no. I'm not putting D'Angelo Russell right here, because D'Angelo Russell has been on record reportedly that he doesn't want to play for Philadelphia. And I think if you're Philadelphia, you need players who have the heart to play and brotherly love. Pun was very well intended there. And I'm just going to say, you drop Michael Carter Williams, you trade him, and you trade KJ McDaniels, however much sense that made. I think they pick Emmanuel Mudiay if they stay there at number three, Philadelphia does. Now, New York Knicks, they have an interesting choice. They could go Russell, they could go Winslow, they could go Porzingis. And I've even heard a report they may go after Kaminsky, which would be a really, really smart pick. But I'm actually going to go with D'Angelo Russell right here, having him try to be friends and buddy-buddies with Carmelo Anthony. Whether it works or not, I love D'Angelo Russell and his pro potential. The Magic at five get who I think is a superstar in the making, Justice Winslow. And I said this the moment I saw him. The moment I saw him. And I don't say that about all Duke players, just so you know, I'm not being biased. The Kings, at number six, I see them taking Willie Cauley-Stein. Whether they part ways with DeMarcus Cousins or not, I don't know. Whether they try trading Cauley-Stein a little later on tonight or a couple months down the road. And at number seven, I have the Denver Nuggets. taking Porzingis, the 7'1" power forward, center, however you see it. You know, he can shoot the three. Many people like to compare him to Dirk. I don't know. I don't see it. I see more of Kaminsky's game, Dirk's game, and Frank Kaminsky than I do Porzingis. By the way, I am going to go ahead and say that the call-in number for today is 347-989-0920. And I said 0 and 0 in the same phone number. But let me repeat that. 347-989-0920. So if you're available, call. And I'm already having reports. I've already had messages, you know, let me call in. So you better hurry. And if nobody calls in right now and tries to make me out to be a liar, I'm going to have a word with you. I'm going to go on with this mock until I get, you know, someone to call in. The Pistons at number 8, I actually take a guy who, and since it's Detroit, it's kind of fitting, Mario Hezonja. And I'm not sure if I pronounced that correctly or if I pronounced Porzingis' name correctly. Hezonja's going to be a Piston, you know, and they pass on who's going to number 9 in Charlotte, Frank Kaminsky. Charlotte traded Noah Vonleh, actually, which I can't believe. I cannot believe they traded Noah Vonleh. But it kind of opens the door to have Kaminsky there. And I would assume they're going to try to go after DeAndre Jordan or whoever. I don't even know if Al Jefferson is still contracted with Charlotte. So I have no idea what they're doing there. I would love for Vonleh to stay in Charlotte, though. And, you know, Charlotte, congratulations on your All-Star game. And it brings me to my favorite team, the Miami Heat. And luckily, with this mock draft, and with some terrible franchises in there, a player drops to us. And, you know, I don't know if it's because people are beginning to not believe in his hype or, you know, if there's just so much more better talent, whatever it is, but I think they take Arizona Stanley Johnson here at number 10. I would love to elaborate more on that, but I do have a call on the other end. Hold on, let me. Hello.
Hello.
You have called into the Iron Jaw podcast. Who are you?
Bradley. Bam.
Bradley? Okay. You're going to have to speak up, okay? What do you want to talk about?
Okay, so I want to talk about the issue, the I believe that the Lakers will go with D'Angelo Russell more than they will Jahlil Okafor simply because of the fact they need somebody to replace Kobe Bryant next year.
Whoa, so you think D'Angelo Russell in at number 2 instead of Okafor?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And then I believe Moutier should go 3.
Yeah, I agree with you there. If Philadelphia doesn't trade out, because if Okafor slips to 3, there's going to be teams who want to get up ahead of New York to get Okafor. And, you know, there's rumors that this could be Boston, this could be Indiana. You know, the possibilities are endless right there.
That's true. And I was watching Esau going 9 to the Hornets, but I have him going to my team, the Suns, at 13. Where do you think that Kaminsky will end up?
Well, obviously, I think he ends up in Charlotte. But it's just Kaminsky, I feel – he warrants a top 5 pick. I mean, like I said, I mentioned the 13 draft with Anthony Bennett. If Kaminsky had come out, I mean, if Kaminsky was just a couple years older, he would have been a top three pick. I mean, I really see a lot of Dirk's game in Kaminsky. To think he flipped, I mean, I think it's even a stretch to have him flip past Azanja. But for him to flip to Phoenix, it could happen. I don't see it happening. I think he's a top 10 pick. But if he falls to Phoenix, I'm sure you will be very, very pleased with that pick, Bradley.
I would, which I've also heard Kali Stein there, so I would be pretty happy with that, too.
If Kali Stein dropped to Phoenix, that would be mind-boggling to me. I think he's the best defensive in this draft.
I want to talk about two of my favorite players in the draft right quick. Trevor Lacy and Austin Turner. I've heard from the Hornets, I saw on Facebook, that the Hornets really like Turner's style of play and that they also like Trevor Lacy. So in the second round, do you think that they'll...
I think Lacy is a second-round pick. And, you know, shuffle how you may is my opinion because, you know, second-round picks are just they're not really that stable. It's just how do I explain it correctly? It's just, you know, what's available in the second round. And, you know, a lot of those guys are going to spend 2-3 years in the developmental league, barring any depth at the main level. And so it's just pick your poison, you know. Well, your poison may be the wrong. These guys aren't poison. But it's really about their talent level, mainly. Get what I'm saying?
But as long as he doesn't fall, I get you. As long as he doesn't go to the Cavaliers, I'll be fine.
You should know I'm a Duke fan, and I'm just hoping that Winslow, Okafor, Tyus Jones doesn't end up in Washington or Philadelphia. Those are two sports towns I absolutely despise. So I see what you're saying there, and it would hurt pretty bad if I. Thank you for calling, Bradley. I actually have another person online. So thank you, Bradley, for calling in. Thank you.
You're welcome.
God
You're
bless.
Welcome.
So I'm going to try to bring on another person once the other call. Okay. You are in the Iron Jaw podcast. Who am I speaking to?
This is your favorite big brother calling about your podcast tonight.
My favorite big brother. Do you have a name?
Jay.
Okay. So, Jay, how is supper?
Oh, it's great. I'm just ready for the draft tonight to see where Mr. Okafor and Jones and Winslow end up.
Well, I said in my mock draft, I think Okafor lands in Los Angeles with the Lakers. I can understand, you know, Towns, he's huge and everything, but, you know, I can't see Okafor slipping past the Knicks. And, you know, the Lakers need that big guy. You know, they've had Shaq in free agency, and, you know, they've had all these great players, and I think Okafor is in the next lineage of great Laker bigs. Winslow to Orlando, you know, they could go Winslow, they could go Cauley Stein, which I don't think would make much sense with Vucevic still there. They could go Porzingis, which would kind of dampen on Aaron Gordon last year, I believe. And you know, you could also have Frank Kaminsky there, same thing, you know, with that big guy. So I think Orlando is in the position where they can get Azanja, which, you know, isn't really great value pick in my mind right there. But I think Winslow goes to the Magic at 5. And with my mock draft, I don't really have, you know, Tyus Jones in there. So that's a spoiler for the last four picks. I think Tyus Jones will end up, he's rumored to go, you know, anywhere from Houston at 18 to Dallas a few picks later. I think that's his range, to be honest with you. What I would love to see is him get picked a few picks earlier to Milwaukee, because there's already Michael Carter-Williams there. You have Jabari coming off of injury, and you know it would just begin to help. You know, Tyus Jones could, you know, develop his game in the D-League while Michael Carter-Williams handles it up there. And, you know, I honestly think that Tyus Jones could end up being used as trade bait if that happens. Or Carter-Williams, depending how Tyus does in the D-League.
Well, what do you think about Tyus Jones going to the Timberwolves, try to get him back home?
Whoa. Does Minnesota have a, you know, whoa. My mind is blown right now. Does Timberwolves have a late first-round pick?
I think they do. I think they do.
I actually don't know. Okay, you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to call in and catch me off guard. You're not allowed to do this.
Oh, that's what we're here for. We're all trying to figure this shuffle out and try to figure where. So, actually, see here, the Timberwolves, they're up the number one pick. They got the number one pick.
Yeah, so they're not in the last of the first round.
Now,
I know they had the pick, but I was like, did they require something?
Now, there's a possibility that somebody might trade up for the number one pick, and they may push the Timberwolves down to later, and then Minnesota could end up getting him. Or Minnesota could decide that, well, we want a point guard and go with Tyus Jones as the number one pick.
If they decide we want a point guard, they would likely go D'Angelo Russell or Emmanuel Mudiay. But if Minnesota trade down, you know, I don't know if point guards pressing need with Ricky Rubio, but, you know, they could very well go for Tyus if they trade back.
The Timberwolves, are the 31st pick. They're the first pick of the second round. And they are the sixth pick of the second round.
Okay, so they could actually use those two picks to leverage them back into the first round to get a player. You know, whether that's Tyus Jones or whether that's someone else. You know, that's to be seen.
So my question is, who is Grant Hill going to go with for the Hawks?
Who do the Hawks take?
Yep. They are the number 15 pick. Grant Hill, he's the owner of the Hawks.
Well, I think they go power forward. They're losing Millsap this free agency, and it's just whoever's there, whether it's Trey Lyles or Kevin or Kevon Looney, or Bobby Portis. You know, if he somehow flips, I'm a huge Bobby Portis fan. So if he somehow flips, they have to at least consider him right there. That's just one man's opinion. And you know, they may stretch it out and, you know, get someone like Christian Wood or Cliff Alexander. You always see those surprise picks. Whoa, they got picked this early? And it's going to be a fun night.
According to what I read, the Lakers front office is leaning toward Russell over Okafor as the number two pick.
it very well could happen. I just don't see Los Angeles being, you know, that kind of – I mean, because, you know, they have Jordan Clarkson. They have Kobe Bryant. You know, he'll stay there a year, but they still have him. They still have Nick Young. But their main problem – and they have Julius Randle for now, but their main problem is that center. Unless they package some of those, you know, guards in for, you know, a guy like DeMarcus Cousins, I just don't see, you know, you passing up on Okafor right here. Especially Okafor has went on record. I have heard it from his mouth that he wants to be a Laker. He wants to be a Laker and nothing else. He was, after the lottery, he actually was like, Minnesota, do not draft me.
Yeah, he was actually, you know, he could actually pull one of those things, a holdout, like, who's that player that did a holdout for a while? And I don't know if it was baseball or football. He did a holdout because
John
he didn't like the team he got picked by. Yep.
Maybe it was John Elway. I know he threatened to go into baseball.
It was John Elway because John Elway did not want to go to the Colts.
I got it right. Thank you, brother, for calling in. It was great chatting with you. Thank you.
All right. Well, have a good rest of your podcast, and we'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you. Love you. God bless. Okay, and so that was Jay. He was a second-time caller. And for the first time, we have made podcast history, people. The numbers haven't came in, but we have had two callers live on the show. That is better than any podcast. And for some reason, I have filled a podcast and haven't even gotten through my third topic, which was a mock draft. So quickly, I wanted to elaborate a little bit on Stanley Johnson because, you know, Stanley Johnson. Dean suggested him to me. I'm like, wow, he has some potential, and it'd be amazing. I talked about the depth in this draft compared to the 03 draft. That's why I can include that little cartoonic photo there in the slideshow, you'll see, or you've already seen. And it's just so deep, so we would get very lucky if we got Stanley Johnson. Devin Booker is rumored to go there. If Stanley's off the board, I would not like that one bit. I'd like either of these next two guys before I take Booker. 11 at Indiana, you know, Miles Turner, that would be someone, you know, if Miami couldn't get Stanley, I would like Miles Turner. Or at 12, Utah, I told you I love this player, Bobby Portis. And for the final two picks, since I got, like, 60 seconds left, Sam Decker to the Phoenix Suns, and then I'll have Devin Booker for Oklahoma City. It'll be better than Dion Waiters could ever be. Well, I did not get through all my podcast topics. Thank you for calling in, Bradley and Jay. Those are great people. They are awesome. I love them. Could go down. We've already seen Lance Stephenson to the Clippers. Luke Ridenour to everywhere. Will he get traded once again tonight? That is to be seen. He may have been traded during this podcast. So after you see this podcast, look at CBSSports.com or something to figure it out. Thank you. I have no audio to send this out on. Again, I will fix that. And, you know, I'll talk free agency in the off season later on. Thank you, guys. Thank you for listening. God bless.